So I want to kind of run through a few other issues that we talked about in the symposium and just sort of get your take. If there's anything either at ASCO GU or stuff that maybe you know about that I don't that you want to comment on, I'm just going to fire out a few issues that came up and hear what you have to say about them. So one that has been coming up quite a bit now in the last couple of years, I actually started hearing it in things like pancreatic cancer, but also is the issue of BRCA testing and PARP inhibitors. And we talked about that at some length, but can you just talk a little bit about where we stand today in terms of that strategy, what we know about the biology of prostate cancer related to germline mutations and somatic mutations?
Yeah, so in recent years, there's been a few surprises in the field. The first is that BRCA mutations and other mutations in DNA repair genes are relatively common, particularly in men with metastatic prostate cancer. From one published study, for example, about 12% of men with metastatic prostate cancer had mutations in a DNA repair gene, the most common being BRCA1, 2, and ATM. And then other genetic sequencing data from tumors of patients with castration-resistant prostate cancer identify that as a relatively common mutation, with about 20% of patients having such mutations, and many of those being somatic. So that was very compelling, and that and other information led to evaluation of PARP inhibitors in prostate cancer. And the first such study, the TOPARP study, reported a response rate of about 1 in 3 patients with mCRPC and disease progression after multiple lines of therapy having a response to olaparib in this case, and that the presence of a mutation in a DNA repair gene was strongly predictive of response to olaparib. It was almost perfectly predictive of response. And so that's sort of a new finding in the field and, you know, heralded kind of precision medicine coming to prostate cancer and a lot of enthusiasm for a further evaluation of olaparib and other PARP inhibitors in this disease.
Have you had any patients yourself who received a PARP inhibitor, had a clear-cut objective response?
Absolutely. So we do a few things now based on the information I just described. One is we offer germline testing to all of our patients with metastatic prostate cancer and to selected patients with high-risk disease, particularly those with a strong family history or young age at diagnosis. Our rates of positivity for BRCA and other DNA repair mutations is similar to the data I just cited at about in the sort of the 10 to 15% range in our Boston practice. And we also do next generation sequencing of tumors in patients who are sort of running out of options with mCRPC. For all such patients, we preferentially enroll them in clinical trials of PARP inhibitors when available. And if not available, we have treated patients off-label with olaparib.
And what about patients with somatic mutations only? What kind of mutations will get you inclined? Would you actually use a PARP inhibitor, or have you used a PARP inhibitor?
Well, one of the nice things about germline genetic testing, of course, it's binary. You were born with it or not, and so you can sort of find out at any course along the patient's trajectory as to whether or not they have a germline mutation, and then you've identified them early, and then you can prioritize either enrollment in a trial or at a suitable time in their treatment with olaparib or another PARP inhibitor. But once we identify a patient like that, again, if they can't enroll in a clinical trial, we'd usually not treat them until they've had at least aburenza and often docetaxel, and then only then consider a PARP inhibitor. And that comes from really the data from the TOPARP study. And we have certainly, in the context of trials as well as in off-label treatment, seen dramatic responses in some cases to PARP inhibition.
What do we know about patients with prostate cancer, let's say BRCA germline mutations, in response to platinum agents?
There's at least some anecdotal evidence that platinum is active in that setting. What we don't have is comparative information about, you know, platinum versus PARP inhibition or, you know, sequential treatment with these agents. So we have a long way to go. We have a lot to learn from our ovarian cancer colleagues.
So from a practical perspective, is it now standard of care for a patient, at least with castrate-resistant metastatic disease, if not earlier? I mean, to have some type of testing, and what would you say is the minimum? I mean, BRCA germline?
Yeah, so I think in my practice, we're looking at two big things. One is, you know, a reason to consider a PARP inhibitor or platinum, which would be, you know, BRCA mutation or other DNA repair defect. So germline testing gets you some of that. Next generation sequence gets you the rest of the way.